This is Jory.
Hello, Jory. This is Ricardo. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
Just a couple. I'm working on homework, so I can try to help you.
Yes, okay, great. Is this for your community? So you just want to make sure you're doing good and that you're happy with things are going in Ector County. So your opinion is really important to us, okay? Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or things on the wrong track?
Everything's about the same. No, I mean, right track.
Right track, okay. Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Ector County? Education issues, poor economy, poor leadership, poverty, crime, drugs, higher cost of living. What would be the most important facing Ector?
Are those the only choices? I think.
Yeah, there's more actually.
Unfunded patients that don't have insurance are a big deal here.
Okay.
And out of work, homeless.
Homeless, yes. Okay. Okay, gotcha. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Are they excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Great. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably the same.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family member in Ector County? You're very concerned,
mm-hmm.
somewhat concerned, not
mm-hmm.
too concerned, not at all, at all concerned?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. I'm going to read a list of qualities of characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each of Ector's county. Excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? So the ability of quality health care in Ector County, is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Poor? Okay.
Are you from here?
I work for them. You want to make sure you're doing good, and, that's what I do here.
Yes.
All right. So the quality of public schools.
Fair.
Okay. The ability, ma'am, to offer cultural opportunities such as theaters, museums, and music.
Fair.
Okay. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
Okay. Public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Poor. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Poor.
Poor. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
And I would say we're actually pretty good at that. We get a lot of people from...
Pretty good? So excellent,
yeah.
Or good? where you guys say
good.
Get people from?
Good.
Okay. So public transportation.
Is horrible.
Horrible. So that'd be a poor. The ability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, in nature?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. A shared vision of effective plans for economic development and job growth.
That's actually fair right now. They're trying to get more developed areas.
Great. Great. Glad to hear that. Offering job opportunities in your field, in your own field.
That's actually good right now.
Oh, great.
There's a lot of opportunity, but not a lot of nurses.
Nurse. Okay. Oh, great. Thank you. All right. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair.
Okay. And then lastly, availability of affordable housing?
I would say poor on that one.
Okay, poor.
It's got a lot of homeless.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Now, Police rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Immigrants from other countries, do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
We have a lot of undocumented right now, and they're doing okay. I would
excellent.
Say good.
Okay, great to hear that. That's good. All right, young, single people?
I say poor on that one.
Poor? Okay. Single,
yeah,
no good?
They don't have a lot of opportunities here to meet.
Gotcha. All right, families with children.
The schools are lacking. There's not enough museums, parks, so I would say poor on that one.
Thank you. Racial and ethnic minorities?
I would say we're pretty actually fair or good on that one. Good.
Okay, good. All right, great. People living below the poverty line?
That is, I don't know what the rating is on that. There are a lot of people living below poverty here.
Okay, thank you. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Most of them graduate college and go elsewhere.
Okay, so that'll be excellent, good, or fair, or poor?
Just say fair.
I'm sorry?
Just say fair.
Okay, fair. Thank you. Retirees.
Honestly, it sucks all over the nation. I would say fair.
Okay.
About the same.
All right. Entrepreneurs and people starting new business.
Fair.
Fair. People like you.
Do what?
People like you, like you're a nurse. How's that?
Yeah.
How you recommend?
My husband.
Uh-huh.
My husband's also an HVAC. He started his own company, so he does well. It's just a matter of being able to do that. So,
great. Wow.
It's fair. You can if you've got initiative.
Yes. Very good. Good choice. So how would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I would say fair on that one.
Okay.
I mean, you can – it's not good. Nothing is honestly good at our economy, so –
Okay, great. Thank you, ma'am. So we're 59% complete. How would you rate
Holy
the overall?
Crap.
We're almost there, ma'am. It's six quick. Don't worry. It's just we want
okay.
to make sure, okay? And that your opinion is really important. So
You're
how
fine.
Would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? You think there, is it excellent, good, or fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Overall, the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Ector County will be improving, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Probably about the same.
Okay, real quick. Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs, which many communities benefit are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, mm-hmm. somewhat familiar, not too familiar.
Very familiar.
Very familiar, great. How confident are you in the visions, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not at all confident, not too confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. Great. Almost there. Community development generates solutions to problems, I'm sorry, like housing, the education, transportation, neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans of the community development in Ector County? Very familiar to somewhat familiar? Not at all?
Very familiar.
Great. 71. Okay. How confident are you in the vision? Plans of leadership for community development in Ector County. You're very confident? Not at all confident. That's about
not at, if it's the part where they're trying to improve the quality of, like, housing and stuff, is that what you were at?
Yes.
I'm not very confident.
Not very confident. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. How likely are you an immediate family member or move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all?
Did you say move from Ector County?
Mm-hmm.
No, we won't be moving.
Great. Thank you. Not at all. Finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you've completed?
I'm working on my master's right now. That's what I'm taking a break from to answer your questions.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. You're a really, really smart woman. In terms of your political party, ma'am, identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
Republican.
Great. What is your age, ma'am?
I'm 49.
Okay, great. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
My youngest just graduated last year, or this year.
Okay, great. So is that a yes?
He's not really school-aged anymore. I mean, he's going to the community college, so he just started his first semester at OC.
Okay.
So not really school-aged.
All right. Put that right here. All right, no. Which of the following business describes your race? Ethnicity? Are you white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or?
Hispanic.
Oh, Hispanic. Great. Thank you. I'm Salvadorian, so we're Hispanics. If anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Nope.
Nope. All right. I think this is the last question. Is your annual household income? Around how much was your household income?
Like number?
Yeah, around
like 150,000.
Well, glad to hear that, ma'am. I'm glad. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, or student?
Full-time.
You're a student in a...
Yes, full-time. Full-time employed.
Okay, great. And lastly, you consider yourself a female, male, or something else?
Female. Female.
Yes, we gotta make sure, man. You know. All right. And
remember, Republican. No,
Republican.
Thank you.
All right. Do you live within the city of limits of Orissa? Orissa?
I do, yes.
All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
I do thank
that
you.
That was my
time.
Good deed for the whole month.
Yes, thank you so much. You're
I
the
did
best.
Not hang up on you.
Yes,
right.
Have a good night. It's really important. Thank you. You have a
I
life.
Know.
Have
I know.
A blessed
thank
day.
You. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Bro, she did a good deed right here, my girl right here. Mm-hmm.